See, what happens is you're going to bring this into the worms and the book of worms, and then you're going to bring it into a whole mess of a thing that is not. It's just good olive oil that you use to consecrate things. It's not magic or magical or any empirical reference any more than Bob is magical. Not that. See? Because if the grimoire, if you're going to have a right grimoire, then you've got to get it to 1360, and then you've got to bring it all the way up through Exodus 30, 22 through 25, and then you're going to bring it all the way up, and you're going to bring in your little buddy within the mage and Aleister Crowley and all this kind of tic-tac, big-tac, Ecclesiastes, Gross of Calathea, and then you're going to find yourself out on a sea somewhere hanging onto a stick wondering for how Gilligan's Island ever got back put on the show anyway, and you'll be lost and undone. So before you get all that lost, let's bring you right back into the importance of holy oils, and then you can then bring it all the way up to the golden dawn. Because then the hermetic order can show you sort of how the Kabbalists saw this special magical thing. We attribute that same thing to what they call the Christial liquors. Do you know the Christial liquors, the ones who worship the Christials and all that kind of stuff? See, that's some divine science or some true magic or some mystical something. It becomes one of them Thelma and Louise kind of a problems.
So, in a way, alchemy and magic is only the porn of the real chemistry and...
Well, if the Gnostics are in charge, yes. But if they're not, then it becomes a Gnostic mass. Then the cake of light makes this a whole other thing. But if you're not, you see, now you're using these things, these stratas of these magical things to make motions of potions of notion. That something is outside of it. But you go, but Ion, that's what y'all have actually created here. And we go, no. Actually, what we've done here is we've provided or are providing or fixing to provide the containing of position of what you know as manna, which changes the meat sack body once. Once it's changed, it doesn't have to be continually changed. But then you're going to find that ascension is a different conversation once you're in that side of the tracks.